Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
Hello. If you heard an earlier program on this series on the National Dance Troupe of Laos, you'll remember that I went to the Midwest of the United States, to Iowa, where they're now settled. While I was in Iowa, I discovered another Southeast Asian community, one in which a cassette letter is a song, in which memories of water buffalo boys are brought back by a small reed flute made of straw, and in which, in case of illness, you dial a shaman.
My name is Hong Bakam. I came to the United States in the late 1975 with a group of the Thai Dam, which means black Thai.
What does that mean, black Thai?
Black Thai is mean the women, they usually wear the black clothing. So instead we put black Thai, we are afraid that the American people confuse with the black people. So we rather like to be called Thai Dam. T-A-I Dam D-A-M.
That instrument, called pidoy, is a double pipe. Each pipe has a free reed, like a harmonica or bagpipe. That's what accounts for that soft, reedy sound. You probably noticed, too, that the player never stops for breath. He uses a technique called circular breathing, taking in air through his nose while he's holding a note. Back in Southeast Asia, the small boys who watch water buffalo used to amuse themselves by playing a tune on a small single pipe they improvised from a piece of straw.
Pi Lao Noi is used by water buffalo keepers, or cowboys, for their entertainment in the rice fields. Pi Lao Noi is played by Ka Van Thun.
The Thai Dam memories of Southeast Asia are not all so pleasant as this one, the small boy riding on the back of a water buffalo. They did have their own state for centuries in northern Vietnam, but in the early 1950s, the changing times made their highland way of life impossible, and thousands left. Fighting on the losing side at Dien Bien Phu didn't help either. So, for about 20 years, many Taidam moved from one refuge to another, like some lost tribe of Israel. These wanderings took them from northwest Vietnam to Hanoi, then to central Laos, later to Vientiane, and escaping from Laos to a refugee camp in Thailand. Then, in 1975, the governor of Iowa invited them to America, where they found a permanent home.
Our social, we have a tight family, so we have each other. So when you arrive to this country, the first is your language. You don't know how to speak, you don't know how to find a job. So it's better you stick to each other. And to survive, so you have to have a job. So we need to find a job right away, so we accept any kind of job. We don't, even they pay us the minimum or the lower than minimum wages, so we accept it. So after that, when we catch up our English, and we know the country, we know the road, how to go, so we can find a better job.
Are you accustomed to that already before you came here?
Oh, yes, because our experience, like, when we fled to Vietnam, so we have to start to learn Vietnamese. So it's very hard to find a job and, at that time. But we stay over there maybe 18 months. Then when we come to Laos, so we have to learn the language too and how to familiar with the new society.
So you were actually quite, you had several decades of refugee experience before you came to America.
Yes, I wouldn't say that because the American people used to call us the Taidam is the professional refugee.
My favorite Taidam instrument is a long pipe of bamboo called Pitam Lai. I just like the funky sound and the way the player flips back and forth from low to middle to high notes.
Pitam Lai is used in the forest or rice fields where young boys and girls gather to pick white vegetables or hung fried root. Pitam Lai is played by Ka Van Thang. You have to help each other, like in the family, you have cousin, uncle, so on. So if one like to have a house, you contribute the money for the down payment, then they want to pay back. So we have right now, we about 85% the Taidam have their own house. And for the car, maybe each person have their own car. And some people, they look at some of the refugees, not only the Taidam, they have the new car. Well, the new car is very luxury in this country. So we have hard time to explain to the people why we buying the new car, because we don't speak English. If we buy the car, $800, $600, when it's broken down, how you can tell the garage that it's broken? So it's better buy a new car, so everyone have a new car.
Thank you. If your doctor doesn't make house calls, you might envy the Thai Dom in Iowa. Let's say a child gets sick. The parents believe that the good spirits can drive out the illness. They telephone the local Thai Dom shaman or sorcerer who controls these spirits. The shaman arrives by car, carrying a special musical instrument to aid in his ritual. A relative or friend of the family plays this instrument while the shaman dances and evokes the spirits. One such instrument for this ritual is a free reed pipe called Pi Mut Lao. Several Thai Dom refused to play this music in the studio, saying it was not good, but Thong Ba Kam found a fearless young man who could give us an idea of the music which cures.
Pi Mut Lao is used by sorcerers to treat illness. Because of lack of hospitals and medicine, the Thai Dom believe in spirits. When you become ill, the sorcerer will treat you by praying to protective spirits. Pi Mut Lao is played by Luang Van Pom.
Frankly, if I were to be cured by this means, I'd prefer another instrument used by the shaman. It's a lute with two strings and a gourd body. A second player shakes a sistrum, or bell tree, an instrument type used in many parts of the world for evoking spirits. Thank you.
our country, our song and our music didn't be too popular because the people, they know how to sing, but they are shy. They don't want to be show off, see. But since we fled Laos to America, to France, so I felt that our song is come back very strongly. Everyone knows how to sing. Everyone knows how to write a song. So I feel very, very happy about it.
Before, you said that they weren't so enthusiastic about singing. Now, because they're in America, they want to sing, but can you pinpoint the reason?
Yes, because normally in our country, even we fled to Vietnam, we fled to Laos, but the culture is still not very different, still the similar, you see. We can go visit each other every day. We live in the same village. We can go visit without any appointment. But when you come to the Western country, like France, Canada, USA, so you live as the American people. You live each family in the house. You couldn't go visit everyone in every day except the weekend, you see. So your separation from your relative, from your friend, make you isolate from the other people. So you felt very sad when you live in the strange country like here. So that's make them thinking too much.
And so, and how does music fit in with this strange situation?
So people, when they feel very sad, so they compose their song and make the song. So when they sing out, so it's make like they express their sadness to the old people. Knows that he or she's worry about the relatives, so on. So when she or he sing out, so that's make him relief from his pain.
A greeting song of a Tainer, sang by Huang Tikao and Pipa Pre by Dao Van Kim.
เจียงกายเบิ่มสองดอกปี
The music is one of the most important for the Thai Dhamma society. Most of the good singers, they are women. Instead, the relative or friend from France or Canada, instead writing the simple letter, now they wrote in a song, or they send the cassette, tape cassette to each other.
A song?
A song.
Instead of a letter, they send a cassette with a song on it.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic.
So I think that like when the refugees come here, so they spend too much on the cassette. Some old people, they have 2-3 cassette tape. Give them a see.
Hong Bakam told me that when this cassette arrived in the mail, the cassette we'll now hear, his friends and relatives gathered in the living room, seated on the floor. He turned on the cassette player, and the sad news unfolded. His wife's sister lives in Paris with her 4 children, but her husband is in prison somewhere in Southeast Asia, and she's trying to cope on her own. Almost everyone in the living room was crying that day. By 1981, about 2,500 Thai Dam had emigrated to the United States. 2,200 of them had settled in Iowa. By sticking together, they've survived more than 2 decades of being refugees, and this cohesiveness seems to have helped them adapt to a strange new life in America, pooling their money to buy a home or a car, combining their oral traditions with modern electronic technology and mail service, the letter song on cassette, and calling on the shaman by telephone. Since there are no water buffalo in Iowa, the tunes played by small boys on pipes of straw will survive only as nostalgia. But the Thai Dam, in their isolated American houses, will compose new songs to ease the pain of leaving an old life behind and struggling with a new life in a new world. I like some of this music, but I wonder how much of it will be preserved and for how long. It's true that a self-help organization in Des Moines teaches Tai-Dam language and culture, including music, to youngsters growing up here. But in Hong Bakam's living room one evening, his son came in wearing his Cub Scout uniform, demanding $5 from Dad for movies and popcorn. I asked him, "How do you like that Tai-Dam music we were just listening to?" He gave a one-word answer, "Yuck." The music will change. In one form or another, some of it will still be around when Hong Bakam's son grows up. His family will know who they are and where they come from, and America's cultural diversity will be richer. If you'd like to comment on these programs, please drop a line to Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. That's Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. Thanks to Hong Bakam and the Tai-Dam musicians in Iowa. Triad Studios recorded the music. In post-production, Andy Rosenberg, John Widoff, and Mary Ishnaga engineered. Special thanks to Deb Lamberton for advice. Please join me for my next program on Music in a New World. I'm your host, Carl Signell.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. This program was produced by Carl Signell, who is solely responsible for its content. The production of this program was made possible with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund. This is NPR, National Public Radio.